Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday, and there are only, after today, four more public practices wrapping up summer camp at St. Vincent. That'll be the end of next week, so Monday through Thursday next week, and then that's it. The camp was over.
I know a lot of people looking forward to this preseason game because it's the first action without Ben Roethlisberger. The new era is beginning, but camp was sort of quiet this year, wasn't it?
You know what? All they're talking about is the quarterbacks. That's all they talk
about. But there's
our brother station, the fan. That's all they talk about all day, all night.
Aside from the quarterback, I mean, it has been quiet though. It hasn't been like hasn't been any kind of angst or no major problems or anything like that. There hasn't been much animosity or much problems or much.
No,
it seems quieter this year.
Receiver Deontay Johnson got his contract last week. So that was a week ago, actually.
Right.
And so that kind of quelled that, you know, dangling participle. But yeah, you're right. And the game's going to be on KDK TV Saturday night. But for the first time ever, it will be live streamed and will be available in other countries too, like Mexico. And so they are anticipating the actual volume of audience is going to be the most watched preseason Steeler game, maybe in history, because of its availability through also this new NFL streaming service app.
So in 25 different languages, people will say, man, preseason games are sort of boring.
I think from a fan standpoint, well, the weather's going to be great for all these events at PNC Park and then Acrisure Stadium, then we're going to have, I think, a lot of people for a preseason game are going to be very interested in, guess what? The quarterback. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It'll be fun, though, to see. The North Shore will be buzzing all weekend starting tonight.
You know what was buzzing yesterday? Harrisburg, the state capital.
Yeah, subpoenas were handed out to certain lawmakers. The question is, for what?
Yeah, well, federal investigators delivered those subpoenas or paid visit to several House and Senate Republican offices on the state capitol yesterday. They were there Tuesday as well, apparently. Some of the individuals were told that they were not targets of any investigation, just wanted some information from them about things. Six sources reached out to Penn Live, which is a news organization, but they have information of interest that the FBI may want. All the sources had been briefed on the investigative moves in some way, but demanded anonymity from discussing it. The information being requested centered around U.S. Representative Scott Perry and the effort to seek alternate electors as part of the efforts to have President Trump remain in office in 2020, several sources said. So that's where that's going. We'll figure that out. Representative Perry's cell phone was seized on Tuesday. That was big news. Just walking down the street, and he was surrounded by three agents who said they needed his cell phone right then and there. And his big thing was, well, some of the stuff on here is none of the business of the government. It's about my family. And he also said this could have been easily been taken handled discreetly with one call to his attorney, and he would have cooperated. So that's the big story there. Big story here in Pittsburgh is, what about upping the security ante at high schools?
Penn Hill's making news because they apparently, and they're not done yet, but they're putting together their own police force for Penn Hill School District.
That's interesting. They have to wait for a judge to sign off on it, apparently. The board unanimously voted to authorize administrators to take the next steps in forming that special force. They're looking for maybe two new armed officers at each school. Positions would be filled by retired police officers with experience working in the schools. And they would still work with the Penn Hills Police Department as well. So the new district force would not replace the officers from the Penn Hills Police Department or guards from the security company contracted. So it's just another layer. So my question is, why add them in the first place? Why not just help Penn Hills hire more police officers that can be used in the schools and then keep it off the expense of the school? This money that would be used for these police officers is a $325,000 grant acquired by State Senator Jay Costa's office. So when that grant expires, what happens? Do we fire these temporary Penn Hills High School police officers? Again, why not help Penn Hills bolster their entire police force and utilize them in the schools?
And will other schools follow suit? We'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.